Hi there, Rockstar, and welcome to Stand Out, Get Noticed. I'm Christina Canters. I'm the host of this show, and I'm a speaker, coach, and the founder of The C Method, where I'm all about helping you to develop powerful communication and speaking skills. I want to thank you for joining me today. This week's podcast is not our regular programming. If you've been listening for the last few weeks, you'll know that I've been traveling through the US and Canada, doing some work, going to the Podcast Movement Conference, and also, you know, doing a bit of holidaying as well, which has been wonderful. I'm recording to you from my Airbnb in Anaheim. We're here for a couple of days going to Disneyland, which has been one of his lifelong dreams. And tomorrow we're going to Star Wars World, which he is really excited about. And then after that, we're heading on home. So next week is going to be the start of, you could say the next batch of, well, back to our regular programming. So normally on the show, we talk about communication skills, building a strong mindset, building confidence, being able to speak effectively in a powerful way in order to have more influence and impact in the workplace. That's what this podcast is all about, and that's what we'll be back talking about next week. But for this week, I was inspired to do this episode based on an email I sent out to my email list yesterday, my subscribers. And by the way, if you're not on my email list, what are you doing? Jump on there. Go to thecmethod.com and you'll find a bunch of different free things you can sign up for, and then you'll get onto my weekly email list. And so I sent out an email to my email list asking if I could follow my subscriber, if I could follow them on Instagram. And the response was, I only sent it yesterday and I've already had so many people respond. I thought, okay, I'm going to do a quick podcast about this too. Now, we all know that social media is very important if you're growing a business, as I am, in fact, growing two businesses. And for me, so I'm not a huge social media fiend. So I have a no scrolling rule. I don't scroll. Well, I have tried not to scroll through Facebook because I find it's really distracting for me, and I end up feeling really depressed about my own life because I look at it and all I see are people doing amazing things and I think, oh, their lives look so amazing. Why am I not as amazing as them? Anyway, that's a whole other story, you know, a whole other topic which I might talk about another time. But anyway, I have been very diligent in not allowing myself to get caught into a lot of social media scrolling. But for business, it's really, really effective for engaging with your audiences and for creating a community, and also sharing the work that you put out, right? For example, this podcast or the workshops that I run or the speaking engagements that I do, like all of that, it's important to put that out. And for the most part, I've been focusing on LinkedIn. I've been doing that, also focusing on it with Aaron. For our other business, Podcast Services Australia, doing videos. And so for me, you know, focusing on LinkedIn has been my main thing, and I can deal with that. It's one platform, I can deal with that. And then the other week, I met with Suzanne Chadwick, who is going to be our guest in the podcast next week. And she's a personal branding expert. And I met with her and she came in and we were about to do the podcast interview, and she goes, oh, hang on one sec, I'm just going to do a quick Insta story. And she gets out her phone and is like, oh, you know, hey everyone, I'm here with Christina Canters. And afterwards I said to her, what's an Instagram story? And she looks at me with this look of shock on her face, like I just told her to punch a baby or something. She was like, you don't know what an Insta story is? Where have you been? I'm like, I don't know. I don't really use Instagram. She goes, okay, let me show you. So she showed me all of her Instagram stuff. And she, by the way, her handle is at Suz Chadwick, S-U-Z Chadwick. And she was like, oh, this is amazing. I use it to connect with my listeners and the people who follow me. They love seeing what I'm up to. And I said, oh, I don't know. It just seems like extra, like all this extra work. And she goes, it's really not. Anyway, she got me thinking about it, and I've been thinking about this the last few days, And I have deliberately stayed off Instagram. Okay. I've deliberately stayed off it. I do have an account, right? But I've only been using it to post the occasional travel picture. That's it. I haven't been using it for my business. I haven't been using it as part of this podcast to connect with you. But she got me, Suzanne got me thinking, and I thought, well, it can't hurt to give it a go. I feel like my LinkedIn strategy is already set up. It's sort of on, not autopilot, but like we've got that going pretty well. And so now it's like there's an analogy. Think of it as an analogy, like you've got a spinning plate, right? I've got one spinning plate on a stick. Like, is it like the guys at the circus that do it, right? The acrobats. And now I've got that spinning. I can now focus my attention on something else and start another plate spinning, being Instagram. So coming back to my original story, I sent out an email to my list to say, hey, I'm going to try out this Instagram thing, but I need your help. I need someone to follow, right? And I want to follow you. I want to follow my podcast listeners. I want to follow the people who like what it is that I'm up to and who resonate with what I'm doing. Because if I'm going to connect with you, I need to be able to see what you're posting as well. So I wrote it to everyone. I said, can I follow you? Write back to me. What's your handle? And tell me what sort of post you like to see. And I've already had a huge amount of people write back. Quick shout out to, I don't know if people want to be shouted out to on here, but I'm just, you'll know if who you are. Neilzabub, Leah Glover, Nick Vandenol, hey to you, Laura P, who's at Laura Pola, awesome, thank you so much. And I had some people, I'm not going to list everyone because it's going to take too long, but I did have some people write back and say, you know, so glad you're finally on Instagram. Some people said, oh, I was wondering why I couldn't find you before when I started listening to your podcast. Some people written back to say, hey, it's not that hard. You'll be fine. And other people are writing back with ideas of, you know, what they'd like to hear from me as well. So I've had some people say, you know, inspirational posts, uplifting posts, posts with tips on your area of expertise. So I'm like, okay, cool. I think I got this. So as I venture into this Instagram journey, it would be amazing because I'm learning, right? I'm learning this new thing. I'm still figuring out what the whole stories thing is. So look, I would love, right? I would love to follow you, and I would love it, of course, you know, if you're so willing, to follow me as well. And I would love to be able to see what you're posting and let me know what it is that you want to see and hear from me. What sort of videos do you want? Like, what sort of content? Do you want inspirational quotes? Do you want videos of me doing random things during my day? I don't know. Because part of me is like, who wants to see that? But I know maybe it is. I don't know. So I'm not going to know unless you tell me. So what you can do right now, if you're listening to this, if you're driving, don't do it right now. Do it when you've parked and you're legal. Grab out your phone, open up Instagram and follow me. I'm at CJ Canters. That's at CJ. That's Christina Jane. It's my middle name. CJ Canters, CANTERS. That's me on Instagram. You'll see I have maybe like 20 posts on there. I don't have many. I don't have many followers. I am not following many people, but you got to start somewhere. Oh, and once you've done that, make sure you message me or tag me or something and tell so that I know to follow you as well. I guess if you follow me, then I'll see that you followed me and then I can follow you back, right? Oh, of course. See, I'm still learning. And something else that you could do that would be amazing is to let me know what sort of posts you want to see and if you can screenshot yourself or let's do it this way. Take a selfie of yourself listening to the show and post it and tag me and let me know that you're listening to the show, or take a screenshot of the episode you're listening to and then tag me. And then, shall we do this? Let's create a hashtag, because that would be fun, right? Because that's what you do on Insta. Okay, I'm thinking hashtag standout get noticed. That seems to be the most obvious one. Hashtag standout get noticed. Let's do that. And is that too long? Maybe we do hashtag SOGN, standout get noticed. I'm not sure. Whatever works, okay? Let's go for hashtag standout get noticed right now. And maybe hashtag the C method would also work too. We'll see how we go. So that's what I wanted to share with you on this podcast. Let's embark on this Instagram journey together. I would love to learn from you. I'd love to follow you, see what you're posting, and I'd love to connect with you and see if this is something that you want from me as well. So after you finished listening to this episode, make sure, get on Instagram, follow me at CJ Canters, and give me your best tips. Give me some feedback. What is it? What would you like from me on Instagram, if at all? If you're one of those people, by the way, who was like, nope, couldn't care less about Instagram, you can also let me know. You can go back to jump on LinkedIn and let me know. But in any case, I really want to see how this goes, and I'm going to give it a really good shot. So that's all from me this week. I hope you have a fabulous day wherever you are in the world, wherever you are listening. And I will be back next week, back to our regular podcast, all about communication skills, confidence, and mindset. And I cannot wait to speak with you then. I'm Christina Canters, and this has been Stand Out, Get Noticed.